C'est chaque dimanche, déraper qui le chaque dimanche, déraper 6 heures, jour, 8 heures du soir.
C'est
encore oui, c'est ça. Pas oublier ça. Il dit non, pas oublier.
Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And tonight we're saying goodbye to Mark Lanegan. Finally kicked the bucket, that guy. He's cheated death twice. Once because of the H, and then again because of the COVID. And it finally caught up to him last week. So he's dead at 57. And I read his memoir, and frequent listeners of the show will know that we had a series, we had two shows, not really a series, it's only two, devoted to the memoir Sing Backwards and Weep, which was actually very well written, and it was, I mean, there were some, like, blind spots, really, about his childhood, and I would have liked to have heard more about his family and growing up and all that, but I've never read a memoir that took you through the minutiae of being an addict, and it was quite enlightening and powerful. And now that he's dead, we're going to play more of his stuff. So the shows that I had before were about not just the music that he wrote and performed, but also about his contemporaries. Like when he toured with Ministry, we played Ministry, and there was like Nirvana, of course, Pearl Jam, and others. This is all going to be about him, music that he wrote and performed with Screaming Trees and on his own. And we're going to start things off with this track from when he played with and he worked with Isabel Campbell from Belle and Sebastian. This is Time of the Season from the record they did together back in 2010, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Senses reeling. In your embrace, I found my place.
I came something to me. Mother Mercy, it's all I did need. Goodbye, Mama, I've taken this too far. Been gone.
Thank you. this life might eventually just be the end of me, and I'll still be with you. To me, just keep driving, 'cause of you I've been alive. In this Buick's a century, 73 like you, some strange religion. A century, 73 like you, some strange religion.
Thousand points of IWMFO, and that's the Screaming Trees with Something About Today from Uncle Anesthesia. I think that may have been like the second single or one of the main tracks aside from Bed of Roses that they were promoting. Before that, Strange Religion from Lanigan's Bubblegum, and then we heard Dollar Bill from the Screaming Trees' Sweet Oblivion, their breakthrough record. And then it was Isabel Campbell and Mark Lanigan with Time of the Season from the Hawk release. Thousand Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So Mark Lanigan has died last week. I guess I didn't really see what the cause of death was. I think it's kind of understood. He doesn't exactly. There are a lot of the tread was worn down in his tires, I guess is the analogy I'm looking for. He had sort of lived a hard life, and which was documented in his memoir, Sing Backwards and Weep, which I was talking about in the when I started off the show. And, you know, between everything that he's been through, it's sort of not surprising that he kind of finally kicked the bucket. I think it's he's definitely a unique voice, and his solo stuff is now starting to get noticed, unfortunately, now that he's passed. But in the last few years, it started to get noticed as much as the Screaming Trees material, which really was just sort of like a few years in the 90s. We're going to probably play some even older, some early noise rock Screaming Trees stuff from when they were on SST. And it's amazing in the memoir that he wrote that he was not very charitable with that early stuff. He thought it was horrible. He didn't like, it seemed like the recording process was really difficult for him. He didn't really like the people in the band. It was just sort of like a marriage of convenience. And, you know, like he met Van Conner and became friends with him only after meeting his brother, who he hated. And they were always like in fights and everything. It just seemed like a really horrible thing. It's like, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, if he really hated them that much, why did he even stick it out at all? I mean, there were times when he wanted to leave and almost did leave. But, and I think making their follow-up, Dust, to Sweet Oblivion was very difficult in terms of, not just because he had a drug habit, but also because he just didn't like them, the rest of the band members. Anyway, all right, so let's move on. More solo stuff. This is off of the Whiskey for the Holy Ghost record. And this track is called The River Rise, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. just try and stop me. The moon things I could think of today, 'cause my mind is racing. I wanna stay and get lost in your eyes. A canvas room.
Thank you.
All right, Black Sun Morning from Buzz Factory, Screaming Tree's fourth record, and that was right before Uncle Anesthesia and when they went over to Epic and had their major label debut. Prior to that, well, actually, let me first note that was Jack Endino on background vocals, if you were wondering. Jack Endino is a indie producer. He produced the record Buzz Factory as well, and he did some background vocals. His other qualifications are escaping me at the moment. Queens of the Stone Age. So Mark Lanegan was a contributor. He was in the band, I guess. He did lead vocals on, I think, 5 or 6 tracks that were on Songs for the Deaf. We heard Songs for the Dead. Dave Grohl on drums. It was a really cool ending. You know, it's funny. I wasn't sure if Dave Grohl played in every track, and I looked it up, and he did. And because that ending guitar part just really seemed like a Dave Grohl, Ian type thing to do. Screaming Trees of the World Painted from Even If and Especially When, their first record on SST, and then we heard Mark Lanegan's solo stuff, The River Rise from Whiskey for the Holy Ghost, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So Mark Lanegan has died this week, and so we're having a show devoted to him, and this time it's going to be all Mark Lanegan, all either the Screaming Trees or his solo stuff, unlike the shows I had that were in reference to his, or that were kind of like the soundtrack I was hearing when I was reading his memoir, Sing Backwards and Weep. So let's move on and continue with more of his solo stuff. This is One Way Street from Field Songs, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Electric light, it falls so close to me. Love, I come to ride. I'm that seasick rolling wave, and you know that I am just trying to get out. Can't get it down without crying. When I'm dressed in white, send roses to me. I drink so much sour whiskey I can't hardly see. And tiny sting to that vacant flame. Oh, the deafening roar. Remember that's called a one-way street. And you can't get it down without crying. Trying to get out.
it down without crying. Oh, the devil in roar. It's called a one-way
No! Sit down, take it from me and sit, so you take it with a trembling hand.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Night Comes Creeping from the Invisible Lantern record. And that's like, I guess that's the first record where they really started to come together, where their sound really started to coalesce into something unique. And this, of course, was the record that led to the other one we played, Buzz Factory, which, so you could kind of see this positive, you know, transgression, really. This positive improvement. And then before that, we had the Bootleggers with Fire and Brimstone with Mark Lanegan. That was the from the movie soundtrack Lawless, which was written by Nick Cave. So I was always wondering, not always, but these past few days, I was wondering what the connection was between Nick Cave and Lanegan. And it turned out they worked together on this movie, which I had never heard of. It had a bunch of people in it that I had heard of, like Guy Pearce and Jessica Chastain and a couple others. And then, but prior to that, Screaming Trees, I See Stars from the Clairvoyance release. And then it was Lanegan's One Way Street from Field Songs. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So this is our show devoted to Mark Lanegan. You know, it's funny. It's like I really started to get into his stuff over the last year, and now he's dead. So I can't,